Hey you, welcome to this brand new and exciting space called the Normalize Podcast. My name is Patrick Barchok, and we will be doing this with one amazing periwinkle peri for you today.
I'm excited.
I know you're very excited, yep. But a little bit before we actually go to peri, a little bit about myself. I think for the longest time, I've really been observing things on social media.
Yeah.
And I'm a communications guy, like I'm passionate about communication. I'm passionate about conveying information.
Yeah, true.
I believe in listening to people's perspectives and understanding where people come from. And I think most importantly, in just sharing, in adulting, in watching the society, in watching the things that surrounds us. And I think that is really much, I would say, about what my aspects that I bring to this podcast.
Okay.
But also something else is, you know me, I am truly, truly, I love music. And I think music is that gateway that when things starts, you know, going south, you have that small gateway to run into. And I think music is that which really, really touches my heart. So this is just a little bit about me. I think it's also good to get to hear who Periwinkle is, because last I checked, actually, that is not your name. So who's Periwinkle?
You want my ID name?
Eh? Absolutely. My I think your government, yeah, your government name, when you commit a crime, which name? You know, that will be there, the placard.
They say
there.
Placard, that one. All yeah. Right, my name is Hilda Njeru. I'd say I love having conversations. I love talking. Simple.
Yeah, I know.
There are no two, three ways about it, you know. I can talk and talk and talk. I enjoy having conversations. I enjoy questioning things. I enjoy asking questions. I realized that when we have conversations, the more we kept having conversations, we kept feeling like, okay, we should talk about this conversation in some structure. We should put some structure in this all, you know.
So I recall.
Other than having conversations, I am also passionate about special needs. That's something that's also very close to my heart. So that's also something that I'd like to mention about me. But today we are talking about the Normalize podcasts.
Yeah, the Normalize podcast. And I remember, I think when we, you know, you talk about conversations that I really don't want to get into that right now, because I think it's too soon. Before really we go into the whole gist, the Normalize podcast, do you remember? This is an idea that we've really had for a very long time, honestly.
Quite long. I remember, I think it happened when the whole lockdown, it was in 2020, guys. Can you imagine? 2020.
Yeah, the year of introspection, the year when things changed. And I think
the year things turned around, you know?
Yeah, we get stuck at home, and then we meet up occasionally, and then we have these intense conversations, and then we defound things. We started looking at social media. And I remember that evening when we met over coffee, and you're like, what do you think about, why are people normalizing some things which should not be normalized? And I remember that's how we kept going back and forth about, like, no, but this should not be happening. You know, we should not be normalizing rap. You know, we should not be normalizing, you know, some weird cultural beliefs. And eventually we thought, wait a minute. Exactly. Like, when we continue sharing this information between one another, mm-hmm. and differing, sometimes agreeing to disagree, and vice versa, I remember you coming up and telling me, wait, how about we open this up to not only us, but also other people to share people's opinions? Because you realize on social media, there's so many people who are going through so much.
Yeah, true.
And through so much. And we just felt that, how about we share this?
Yeah, we start these conversations. We talk about them, you know. Like, there's so many things that as we grow, we're now getting to that age where we can question stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We're somewhere within our 20s. So we are able to ask questions. We're able to ask, okay, so why is this being done the way it's being done, you know? So why should A, B, and C happen, you know? So I think we're getting to that point where we need to unlearn the things that have been indoctrinated in us.
Oh, yes.
We need to relearn new things. Yeah. And from there, that's basically where the whole concept of the Normalize podcasts came to be. Basically, stuff that we should normalize, you know. And we will also talk about things we should not normalize, right? Because it goes two ways.
I do agree with you, Perry, because there's those things which we have grown up having been told that these and these and these happens in A, B, and C. And we're going to go in depth into these topics, because I think it ranges from the beliefs that we've grown up into, the culture, religion, sex, societal conditioning, and all
it
these
goes
factors.
All across.
It goes all across, and we find ourselves at a dilemma, because as young people growing up, and you have some older people are believing that, you know, young people should do A, B, and C in a structured way.
Yeah, true. No questions asked. Just
no questions asked.
Follow through.
And that's why I really do agree with what you're saying, that we are at a point of realization that there are a lot of things that we need to unlearn. There's some things which we need to relearn, you know. And there's some also things we need to embrace, by the way, because we're in a very digital society at the moment.
So things are changing overnight.
Things are changing overnight, you know. Yeah. And I think, that's really why we decided to come up with the Normalize podcast. And really,
heck, there's podcasting. Who'd have thought that maybe a few years ago you'd have a point where you can be able to start a platform where people can actually listen to you, you know? That was a thing that was, you know, reserved for radio.
For traditional media.
So unless you listen to a radio, that's the only way. But right now, young people, anyone can have you. As long as you feel there's something that you can offer to someone, then you can be able to share it through a platform in whichever way. You can open a YouTube channel. So much is happening in the digital space.
True. And I think as you talk about spaces, Perry, we really, for me, the main reason why this is very important is because it's a safe space. And I think listening to other podcasts by other amazing podcasters in the country, you realize that how constricting the traditional media is, and sometimes how narrow some little bit of information is shared. Like, it is so structured in a manner. I'm not saying it is bad. No, it is so structured in a manner that it really isn't, it's not open enough for people to have difficult conversations where people can question some things without necessarily being judged. And that's why really this podcast hopes to achieve that, to be a safe space whereby we can hopefully hear what you have to say through your feedback. And what you always discuss back and forth between you and I, Perry, is always that if we can just touch one person's life.
One single person to just laugh or feel happy or feel motivated, or maybe they were going through something and then maybe they clicked somehow on this link and they just feel okay. Maybe that was a story about someone who's maybe having it rougher than I am right now and they're still holding on. Then I should also have a reason to hold on. Then it will have achieved its purpose, because that's what we do, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think for you, if you're listening to this, what I would like to share with you is this. We do not have all the information. We're not coming from any point of authority. It's not like we are 50-something-year-olds. No, like very rightfully
said. But you know, maturity doesn't also come with age.
No,
so
it doesn't.
So even if you're 50-something, you can be 50-something and still dumb.
Okay. That was harsh, but it's true. That was very true. I do agree. But I think the entire point I'm trying to say is we are not coming from a point of authority.
Yeah, true.
We are not coming from an all-knowing, you know, perspective that we know these and these and these. No, we just want to share our ideas, want to share our perspectives, and hopefully
you get to share yours.
We'd
love to hear yours. We fun loving individuals. We're full of good vibes. I don't think we should entertain bad vibes here, should we?
No. Definitely. Let's not go into good vibes right now. Okay, it's good vibes, but I know when we start going into good vibes, then we'll completely lose it. But too soon. But that's really it, guys. I mean, we just want it to be a space whereby you can feel comfortable in sharing your views, your perspective, however, quote unquote, odd you think your perspective is. Here, it's just a safe space whereby people can share their ideas. And really, we don't want to go much into this, because this is just an introductory episode to give you a gist of what is coming
up. Kind of get to know us. Acclimatized to the whole thing.
Acclimatized to the whole we're going to have a lot of disagreements in it because there's so many things
guys,
that
are not agreeing. Brace, because we may sound like we say eye to eye. But between me and you?
Mm-mm. No, we don't. You do know that. We do not see eye to eye on so many things. True. But I think that is really the most important part of this. It's a safe space.
Yeah, true.
It's a safe space for people to express their ideas. And I'm really so excited. I'm really so excited
me
to be doing
too,
this with you
too.
Because I think that there's so much in store coming up. We have the very first episode launching soon. So please keep it tuned and let's...
What I actually wanted to let you know is that...
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And you just actually, you said that there's so much in store, right?
Absolutely.
And I do agree with you on that. And I just felt that when you said that we should have these conversations, or rather we should start it, you felt that it was time. And I feel like it was about time for me too. It was about time for us to have these conversations, you know? We didn't have everything else figured out, you know, but there's something, this founder of LinkedIn, his name is Reid Hoffman. He said you should do it afraid. You shouldn't
do it afraid.
Figure everything out. You shouldn't have all the answers. In fact, if you're releasing a perfect product in the market, then it's too late.
It's too late. Yeah, guys. And to be very honest, this is, I think the major reason why we're here right now is just like, you know what? Let's just do it.
You know,
let's just record.
Just do it. And I think I'm speaking to you. I mean, if there's something that I want you to take home from this introduction, is that whatever it is that you've been wanting to do, from if it can be anything you're interested in, it can be an interest, maybe a cookbook, a YouTube channel, something, an art, a course to improve yourself, to upskill at work, to maybe send those resumes, whatever you've been wanting to do for yourself.
Just do it.
Afraid. Even if you're shivering, even if you're asking, oh my God, will this work out? It is way, way better than just sitting at home and wondering, like, you know, what if I did it, you know? So yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think you could not have put it any better. I truly, truly admire. And I'm so excited to be, like I was mentioning before, you rudely interrupted me with amazing, amazing motivational. What is that, quartz, or how do I put that?
I swing like that. I'm smart like that.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Brace.
Truly, guys, we're so happy. We're so excited for this episode. Of course, reach out to us on our social media.
The Normalize Podcast everywhere.
The Normalize Podcast everywhere on Facebook, Twitter. And of course, if you'd like to drop an email, you can write to us at thenormalizedpodcast@gmail.com. That is lowercase, everything. And we'll be truly, truly, of course, we'll try as much as possible to respond.
Happy to engage
to hear what you have. Until next time.
Adios.